The Cardinals looking for their third straight win, taking on the Nationals. Check out this defense in the first. Brian Goodwin leading off the game, facing Mike Leake.
First pitch, a strike. Second one hit in the air to deep center. This one way back to the warning track at the wall. Leaping is Pham. And does he have it? He apparently does. A tremendous catch leaping up against the center field fence for Tommy Pham. Brian Goodwin is robbed of an extra base hit.
Another 3-2. It's on the way. And a swing and a shot up the middle. It's a base hit. Heading home is Pham. Piscotty right behind him, and he will score. A two-run single for Molina. And the Cardinals lead 2-0. Turner's 1-0. Swinging a shot up the middle. Base hit center field. Piscotty scores. Jerko headed home. Taylor's throw is offline. It's a two-run single for Yadier Molina. He's driven in four runs in the last two innings. And the Cardinals have broken it open at 6-1. Here's the pitch. Changeup. Smoke to deep left center. This is way back. Going, and long gone. Paul DeJong with his sixth home run. It's 8-1 St. Louis. Five runs on the board in the fourth inning.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball back to Leake. Throws to second for one. The relay to first. Double play. That goes to DeJong. And then on to the new first baseman, Voit. 1-6-3. The Cardinals with another double play as they have turned a total of four in the game. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning in St. Louis. Cardinals 8, Nationals 1.
The Cardinals win their third in a row, taking it 8-1. Mike Leake the victory, allowing just one run in eight innings of work. Yadier Molina, two hits and four RBIs. He extends his hitting streak to 15 games. But the Nationals fall to the Cardinals. Manager Dusty Baker spoke after.
You know, his velocity is still good. It's just his command is off. Like I said, he hadn't been right, you know, in a while. So, you know, we'll try to find out what the problem is and get to the bottom of it.
What happened with Bryce?
Bryce got hit on that bone on the ankle when the overthrow, and then you know it sort of numbs your lower leg and ankle. But you know as you know the more he played on, and then the better he was. So I think he's okay.
When you first saw him go down the way that he did, how nervous do you get?
Oh man, yeah, I didn't know what it was. And, we were tempted to take him out, but it seemed like after a few moments, you know, the feeling came back. And we certainly don't need to sustain any more injuries, especially to, you know, one of our top players.
Dusty, what made Leake so difficult for you guys? I know he had a good outing against you in Washington. What did you see?
Well,
from
you know, he changes speeds. He keeps the ball down. And, you know. They got eight outs on four pitches. You know, he was throwing a double play ball, and that's what happens when you keep the ball down and moving. You know, you're sinking some, throwing some changeups and throwing some cutters. And, you know, that's what made him tough. I always say that I hate to face a pitcher that's one game under 500 because it seemed like they always pitch their best record to get back to 500. And so... you know, he was tough tonight, and he was tough the last time we saw him. I mean, evidently he's been tough on a lot of people just not getting wins because his ERA is you know, right at 3. They're probably under 3 now. So, you know, he's a good pitcher. I had him, and he knows how to pitch.
Up next, the series against the Cards continues on Saturday with Gio Gonzalez on the hill.